Today's Shir and Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Tzadi Dalid Amud Beis, and we are in the middle of Simen Samach Aleph, which is the proper intentions that one should have during the Kriya Shema. Now, the Mechaber continues in Sif Gimel, and he writes, B'Kriya Shema, when one says the Kriya Shema, there are Yesh Resh Mem He Tevos. There are 245 words in the Kriya Shema. And in order to, Kadesh Lahashlim Resh Mem Ches, Kenegedev Arv Shalodam, in order to have an equivalence with the 248 limbs that are found in the male body, Masayim Shliach Tzibor Hashem Elokeichem Emes, the Maiden hug is that the Chazan goes and repeats the words Hashem Elokeichem Emes, the Chos V'Yomer B'Kol Rom, Hashem Elokeichem Emes. After he says them silently to himself, he repeats them out loud for the entire Tzibur to hear, and with the 245 words in the Shema, plus these three words, everybody has the 248 words of the Shema, which the Mishnah Berurah will explain, are used to heal, so to say, every limb of the body. Let's look inside the Mishnah Berurah now in Sif Katan Vav, where he writes. This is based upon a Medrash Hanelam. Pasach Rav Yehuda V'Omar. Yehuda said in this Medrash, Refus Tehila Sharecha V'Shikui Yatzmosecha. What does that mean? HaTorah Hi Refua L'Guf. The Torah, learning of Torah, is a refua for the body. Ulatzamos, and for the bones. Bolomazet will be on bond, not only in the world to come, but also in this world. The Amar Rabbi Neroy, Amar Rabbi Nechemia. Rabbi Neroy said in the name of Rabbi Nechemia, Bekriya Shema Reish Mem Ches Tevos, Kiminyon Evarish Lodim. There are 248 words in the Kriya Shema, which are connected the Evarim, the limbs of a person. Vakori Kriya Shema Kisikunon. If you read the Kriya Shema properly, call Aver Ve'Aver, every limb. No Tel Teva Achas is represented, so to say, by one of the words, and it takes that word, Umisrapibo, and it heals that limb. And that's what it means, Vida Rifus Tehila Sherecha V'chule. That's that meaning of that expression. But the Mishnah Berurah says, wait a second, Halo B'Kriya Shema Ein Shom Elo Reish Mem Hei Tevos V'chule. There are only 245, not 248 words in the Kriya Shema. Maitekante, how do you go get that calculation to be 248? So therefore, Tiknu Sheh Shliach Tzibur Chozer Shalosh Tevos. Therefore, the rabbis instituted that the Chazan repeats the last three words, Uman Ninhu, Hashem Elokeichem Emes, those words. In order, Kedei L'Hashlem Reish Mem Ches Tevos Ala Kol V'chule, in order to have the 248 words all together. Furthermore, v'chola omer kriya shma shelo imat tzibur ain a mashal me'orav. Therefore, somebody who doesn't say the kriya shma with the tzibur, he's only saying 245 words, is missing out on this opportunity over here to complete or to heal all of his limbs. Mibnei shechasu sholosh tevos shishliach tzibur chozer, because he's missing those three words that the chazan repeats over. What should he do? Ma'itekante. So yichavein betez vav vavin. The emes v'yatziv. There are 15 words in emes v'yatziv. V'yatziv, v'nachon, v'kayom, etc. So there are 15 vavs beginning these words. And the Mefarshim bring down that the vav is 6, and you have 15. So the 6 times 15 equals 90. And we'll see in a moment, that's the equivalent to the three names of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yud, K, Vav, K, plus the letters in each word of the Shem Havaya. So each one is 30. So 30, 30, and 30 is 90. And these three expressions of Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, are represented by the 15 Vavs in the V'yatziv, the Nachon, and therefore that can take the place, if you wish, of the Chazan saying Hashem Elokeichem Emes. Again, a complex and Kabbalistic type of a derivation. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, with all of this, V'im Kol Da, Hayakoriel of Abba, he said that Abba said about this, Me'uvos lo yichol lisko, and v'chesron lo yichol himonos. This is from the famous words from Koheles. This is a mistake or an error that cannot be corrected. Something that is missing here can never be filled in. Osum shalosh tevos, the kriya shma shalshliach tzibur chozer, that words, Hashem lekeichem emes, that the chazan repeats over, there's no way to really correct that if you're not davening with the tzibur, lo yuchol imanos osom l'sashlam reish mem ches kishar tzibur. There is no way, if you're not davening with the tzibur, to go and do this 100% perfectly. Ad kan lishono bekitzer. This concludes the reading over here of this Medrash Hanelam that Rabbi Yehuda spoke out. In Siv Katan Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah explains, Mesayim l'shliach tzibur, the Chazan says, Hashem l'keichem emes, v'ayochid b'lachesh Mesayim gam kein b'teves emes. That doesn't mean that the individual doesn't say Hashem l'keichem emes to himself. He does. Aval achar kach einu chozer lomar emes. But the individual who says Hashem l'keichem emes himself, then he waits for the Chazan to say out loud Hashem l'keichem emes, and then he continues, the individual continues, kim shemaskel v'yatziv v'nachon v'chule. He doesn't repeat the word emes, as we will learn in Simon Samach Vav, Sif Yud, in the Ramah. In Sivkot and Ches, the Mishnah Berurah writes, we say Hashem Lokechem Emes, and he brings down from the Sefer Asor Mamoros, brings down Kosov Shashliach Tzibo Lo Yisayim Balachash B'tevas Emes. The Shliach Tzibo does not say the word Emes in his silent reading of the Shema. He says Hashem Lokechem, and then he says out loud, Hashem Elokechem Emes. Kim Shechosev Yomer B'kol Ram. Only on his repetition does he say all three words again out loud. And this way, Bazei Motzei Acheshbon Reish Mem Ches. In this way, he will get 248, because the word MS is not part of the 245 base. That's really part of Yatziv Nachon, and therefore there's 245 words without the word MS. If the Chazan were to say MS and then he would repeat Hashem Lokechem MS, the Lav Hochiyeh Reish Mem Tes would actually be 249. Nevertheless, Mishnah Berurah brings down the minhag is in Shulchan Aruch Shiyesh Lomar Gan Bepama Rishon Emes Shalol Havri Binayim, that the Chazan also says Hashem Elokeichem Emes in his silent reading the first time he says it, and then when he says it out loud, he says Hashem Elokeichem. That really is the conclusion of the 248, and then when he says the word Emes, that's really the next part for V'yatziv V'nochon. Emes Hasheni, the second time that he says Emes, Eino Min HaMinyan, that's not part of the 248, Ela Birkas Emes V'yatzivi, that's really the next part of Emes V'yatziv. And this is the opinion of the Prima Gadim, and the Vilna Gaon says, Ha'ikor Ka'asor Mamoros, that the real correct way to do this is like the Asor Mamoros, that the Chazan should not say the word Hashem Elokeichem Emes. In the issue footnote number 4, he does bring down that we follow this Vilna Gaon and this Asor Mamoros. When the Chazan doesn't wait for the Rav, the Chazan might be the Rav, or there is no Rav there, and the Chazan, when he realizes that he is done with his Shema, he says Hashem Elokeichem, and immediately he says Hashem Elokeichem Emes. He doesn't repeat the word Emes 2 times. However, it is brought down in the various poskim that if the Chazan is waiting there for the Rav, or whatever the reason he's waiting, so then he says Hashem Elokeichem Emes by himself, quietly, and then he says out loud Hashem Elokeichem Emes. So he does say the word Emes twice in that situation. The issue footnote number 3 does bring down that because of this precise 248 words in the Kriya Shema, unless it's the first pasuk of Kriya Shema, which we said you have to repeat if you don't have kavana, one should not repeat words in the Kriya Shema if you didn't say them with kavana. Ain't a roy lachzor alel, because of this understanding that the 245 words has special significance to it. If he were to repeat any of the words, he would now have more than the 245/248 that we've been talking about. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tes writes, V'chozer v'yomer, the Chazan repeats it out loud, u'v'mokum shelo no'agu lachzor ein mochem yodom. He says if a place doesn't have that minhag, then one shouldn't protest, one doesn't need to make a big deal out of it. In Sivkot and Yod, he writes, Hashem Elokeichem Emes, the Chazan repeats it again, v'lo yachzor gan kein tevas ani, but we don't say the word ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes. That certainly is not the girsa according to the Mishnah Berurah over here. Then the Ramah writes, Hagoh, u'bezeh kol odom yotzei. In this fashion, everybody is Yotze when you hear the Chazan saying Hashem Elokeichem Emes. Hol v'shomim mipiv shel shliach tzibo shalosh teves elu. When you hear these three words, so you have the 248. V'mayochid rotze gam kein omrim shliach tzibo. What happens if the individual who's finished his silent kriya shema now wants to say out loud as the Chazan says Hashem Elokeichem Emes? Can he do so? So the Ramo says, ain isur badover. There is no isur in doing this. It may not be recommended, but there's no isur. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Aleph writes, Avol ain omer emes l'chude, but he shouldn't say the word just emes in Mashliach Tzibur. The heavy kishma, shma, that sounds like the repetition of the word shma, which you're not allowed to do. Be'afo pikein ein mishaskin oso im shoho ben tayim. But nevertheless, we don't silence a person who did this, as long as he had some sort of a pause in between them. The Mechaber continues and he writes, V'mu kore b'yochid, if a person is reading the Shema himself, Yechavein, he should have in mind, how is he going to get to this 248? There is no Chazan. So in this situation, he relied upon the Tes Vav Vavin, the 15-letter Vavs, Sheba Emes V'yatziv, etc., Sha'olim Tishim, that add up to 90, as I mentioned before, 6 times 15. V'heim keneged Shloshes Shemos Ha'avaya, this is keneged the 3 times the name of Yudke Vavke, the Shem Havaya, Shekol Shem Ola Esrim V'shesh. Yudke Vavke is a gematria of 26. And then there are 4 letters, V'yarba Osi Osov Heim Shloshim, and the 4 letters of the word plus the 26 gematria is 30. We have 3 Shemos over here, Yudke Vavke, Yudke Vavke, Yudke Vavke, and therefore Hashem Elokeichem Emes can be represented over here by the 15 times that the Vav is said, which also adds up to 90. Mishnah Berurah points out in Sivkot and Yud Beis, what about at Ma'ariv time when we don't say V'yatziv V'nochon, we say Emes V'yemuna, Yechavin she'emes oled b'mokom gimu shemos hanal, that the word Emes itself should be in place of the 3 shemos. How do you get that? So the issue footnote number 7 brings down from the Maksas HaShekel that the Asara Mamoros explains over here that the word Emes which is beginning with the letter Aleph, has the letter Mem, which is the middle of the Aleph Beis, and the letter Tav, which is the end of the Aleph Beis, so to say, is Kolelis, Kola Osios. And in this way, it somehow can represent the Gimel Shemos. I'm not sure you understand exactly how this works, but that's what the Mishnah Berurah and Dirshu footnote number 7 explain. The Ramah brings down a different approach. He says, Hagav, Yesh Otam Acher Badover, another reason why these 15 Vavs represent over here the ability to replace the three words of Hashem Elokeichem Emes if you're davening b'yichidus, the tes vav vavin, these 15 vavin, olim tishim, as we just said, add up to 90, vakriya, and the reading of these 15 vavs, nechsheves echod, adds up one more to be 91. Harehi tishim v'echod, this is 91, kiminyan Hashem b'kriyoso u'b'chivoso, this is the gematria 91 of aleph dalid nun yud, and yud ke vav ke. So this total gematria is 91. And therefore, it's as if you said Hashem, Hashem, Emes. Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is Emes. And that's why you get 91 in this fashion. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Nud Gimel points out that 91 is the gematria of Omein, Kiminyan Omein, Aleph Mem Nun, add up to 91. The Ramah continues and he writes, V'yesha Kosvu Dekola Kori Kriyashma B'yochid. Furthermore, the Ramah says anybody that reads Kriyat Shema by himself should add the words, as is our custom, Yomar Kel Melech Ne'eman Shema Yisrael V'Gomer. He should say the front of the Kriyat Shema the words Kel Melech Ne'eman, and in this way, Ki Shalosh Tevos Elu, these three extra words, Mashlimim Haminyan Shel Ramach, they go from the 245 to the 248, V'umemokum Amen. And when the person says Kel Melech Ne'eman, this is instead of saying Amen, Sheish Lanos Achar Baruch HaBocher B'Amo Yisrael B'Ava. This is instead of answering Amen to Habocher Amo Yisrael B'Ahava, so Kel Melech Ne'eman, which is the letters of Amen, Kel Melech Ne'eman is the Rosh Tevos for Amen, and in this same way you accomplish the extra three words. The Ramah continues and he writes, V'nir Ali, it's my opinion, Mikol Mokum Kishikori Matzibur Lo Yomar Kel Melech Ne'eman. If you're with the Tzibur, you shouldn't say Kel Melech Ne'eman. Rak Yomar Amen, just answer Amen, Achar Ashliach Tzibur Kirishai Mabrocha, as we've already pointed out, when you finish ahead of the Chazan and he can finish his Brocha to Hashem, Habocher B'moyso B'Avo, you are allowed to answer Amen, V'chein Noagim, and that is in fact the custom, the Nochonu, and the Ramah says this is proper and correct. The Mishnah Berurah Sukkot Nidalit writes that this is an early minhag to say Kel Melech Ne'eman. He brings down the Magen Avraham, the Bach, the minhag Kodem Hu. And he quotes this also in the name of the Prima Gadim. In the Yishu footnote number 8, he brings down that the Bach said, Minhag Kol Yisrael Bialdu. So this was the custom of all Klai Yisrael when he was a young man. Al Pi HaSidurim Shibadenu Me'avoseinu, from the Sidurim, the Nusach that they davened, based upon the Rokeach. Sheminog b'yeshiva lomar kel melech ne'eman kineged evarim shalodim, that everybody would say kel melech ne'eman u'mashma sha'af b'tzibur nagul yomar, even when they were davening with the tzibur. The Bach adds, nowadays we no longer do this based upon Sefer HaTikunim b'hazohar, and he writes over there shemashlimim b'mashe chozer ashliach tzibur b'kol rom yomar shem lekechem emes. Today, instead of saying Kel Melech Ne'eman ourselves, even when we're davening with the tzibur, we listen to the shliach tzibur say Hashem lekechem emes at the conclusion of the Shema. What about women? So he then brings down that women who have 252 avarim, two extra ovaries and two extra fallopian tubes, and the uterus make 5 minus the one gid that the man has. So that's why you get 252 avarim in a woman. So he brings down from the Minchas Elazar, the Mutkacher Rebbe Zatzal, as well as from Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, that women are obligated to say these three extra words, even though it doesn't add up to their total avarim. However, Gaon Rav Nissen Karolitz, as well as Rav Shimon Dublitsky, say that women are not obligated to say Kel Melech Ne'eman for the reason that they don't have 248 Evarim. And when you say Kriyat Shema Lamita, he brings down Shetov Tomid Lomar as Kola Kriyat Shema, and also Kel Melech Ne'eman, because it is supposed to represent the 248 Evarim, and this way you'll have protection when you sleep on the 248 Evarim. In Sifkot and Tesvav, the Mishnah Berurah writes, "Umikol Mokum Ein Lilmo Mizel Inyan In Berach Al Pri Oshesi In Berach Hasamotzi Velo Ochal Adayin." He's saying over here, when you answer Amen to the bracha of Abba Wacher B'Amo Yisrael B'Ahava, one shouldn't think that one is allowed to go and answer to a bracha on a fruit or Berach Hasamotzi when you haven't eaten yet, and somebody else makes the bracha, don't think that you should go and answer amen to the bracha of somebody else who's making the same bracha that you were in the middle of before you ate. And he says, look in the Prima Godin, and he says as well from the Bir Hagra that this is not correct. And the reasoning over here in the Hagah, in the Ramah, is Mishum Shabrachas Lo Niskinu Davka Kriyashma, because the bracha of Avocher Rimor Yisrael is not a bracha on Kriyashma, and therefore it doesn't constitute a hefsek between saying that bracha, as we pointed out already several shiurim, and the Kriya Shema, whereas by Bari Priya Eitz and not eating the fruit because you hear somebody else say Bari Priya Eitz and you answer Amen, or any other such bracha, that would constitute a hefsek. In Sivkot and Tetzayin, the Mishabur says, V'chei Noag, and this is in fact the custom. Ayin the Prima Godmi says, V'ayin b'masha kosul el l'chadchila yosotov shi'isayin b'shavim ashalach tzibov lo yitzarach lanos omin achrov ayin sham. He's referring to what we talked about just a moment ago, as well as in previous shurim, that not everybody agrees with that Ramah, who said that you should speed up and answer to yourself, Habocher b'mo Yisrael b'yavah, before the Shliach Tzibur finishes, and then when the Shliach Tzibur finishes, you answer Amen. So he brings down, again, there were those that disagreed with that, who said you should end at the same time as the Shliach Tzibur, to remove yourself from this question of a hefsek, and you should not answer Amen, because you say the bracha along with the chazan. And that's really according to the opinions that say that maybe the brachas of Kriyashma were set up as some of a bracha for Kriyashma. Siv Dalit. The Mechaber writes, Noagin Likos Pasuk Rishon B'Kol Rom Kedil Ora Kavona. The meaning is to say the Pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad out loud in order to stimulate and spur your Kavona. Siv Hey. Noagin Litein Yedeyem Al Pneim B'Kriyas Pasuk Rishon. The meaning is to cover your eyes. That's what it means over here. To take your right hand, as it says in Siv Kot Yud Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah, Rotzalor Yad Yomin, you take your right hand and you cover your Pneim, it means your eyes, when you say the first Pasuk of Kriyashma. Why do we do this? Kedei Shelo Yistakel B'Dover Acher Shemono Milachavein. In order that you shouldn't look at anything at that point in time, and therefore that will prevent you maybe from having Kavana. If you see something, you may be distracted by it, so therefore we cover our eyes up in order not to look at anything else and have full kavon on the kriyashma. The Yishuv footnote number 10 brings down from the Sefer Orchos Rabbeinu that the Stipler Gaon Zatzal, who was a lefty, would still use his right hand to cover his eyes when saying kriyashma. Furthermore, if somebody is wearing glasses, he brings sounds from the Shelos Tshuvas Divri Yitziv. It's Pashut, Shiyachol Itein Yodo Al Mishkafayim. You can put your hands over your glasses. You don't have to take off the glasses. There's no concern over here with a chatzitza. It's not a din that you have to cover up your eyes. It's a din that you shouldn't be looking at something else and be distracted. That concludes today's shiur.